الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، خصوصا على أفضلهم وخاتم النبيين محمد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة يونس عليه الصلاة والسلام: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما كان هذا القرآن أن يفترى من دون الله ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل الكتاب لا ريب فيه من رب العالمين. أم يقولون افتراه، قل فأتوا بسورة مثله وادعوا من استطعتم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين. بل كذبوا بما لم يحيطوا بعلمه ولما يأتهم تأويله كذلك كذب الذين من قبلهم فانظر كيف كان عاقبة الظالمين. ومنهم من يؤمن به ومنهم من لا يؤمن به وربك أعلم بالمفسدين. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ربنا ألهمنا رشدنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم ربنا آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا وارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم. اللهم اجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منهما نسينا وعلمنا منهما جهلنا، وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. آمين. Dear brothers and sisters and sons and daughters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You must have noted that although we had completed our study of Surah Yunus up till Ayah 38, but we are beginning today again from Ayah 37. Because the subject which was under discussion, the sequence and continuation requires it. وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ وَإِنْ يُفْتَرَى مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. And this Qur'an is not such a thing which could be composed by anyone else but Allah. وَلَكِنْ تَحْرِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. Now there are three dimensions of the Qur'an. Its literary beauty, that was a miracle for the Arabs. They could appreciate. It was their own language. So actually, this aspect of Quran being a miracle was most apparent to the Arabs. So this is for them. Number two, وَلَاكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. Second dimension, it confirms that which is present before it. That is Torah. Indeed, although Muhammad never studied them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was an unlettered person. He didn't know what is Torah, what is Indeed. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِيمَ الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ وَلَاكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. We shall study this ayah in Surah Ash-Shura. So that aspect was a miracle for the people of the book. وَتَفْصِيلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. And third dimension is that it is the details of the law, and this is for all of humanity for all time to come. La rayba fihi. And there is no doubt about it. Bil Rabbil Alameen, that it is from the Lord of all the worlds. Now because here in the Makki Surahs, the main address is to the pagan Arabs, the unlettered ones, the Ummiyin. As now they are asked and challenged regarding that aspect of Quran which relates to them. And that is the beauty of Quran, the literary beauty. Am yakunun aftara, are they saying that he has, that is Muhammad has, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, composed it, forged it? Qul fa'atu bi suratin mithlihi. So put a challenge to them. You bring forth one surah like this. Wad'u man istata'tu min dunillah. Call for your help whomsoever you can. In kuntum sadiqeen. If you are really in doubt, this is a piercing question, searching question, telling them that you don't have any doubt. that this book cannot be composed by any human being. At least this aspect of this book was absolutely clear. But regarding the teachings of the book, there could be two types of persons. There were the persons who felt that whatever this book is saying is correct. Their souls had testified to the truthfulness of this book. But because of their obstinacy, because of their haughtiness, because of their position, because of their arrogance, they were denying it and belying it, knowingly. But there were others also, because all were not of such a level of consciousness, of understanding. There were others who actually couldn't comprehend what Quran is saying. They were finding it difficult for them to understand what Quran is saying. They needed some time. So those people are referred here, بَلْ كَذَّمُوا بِمَا لَمْ يُحِيطُوا بِعِلْمِهِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِهِمْ تَعْلِيمُهُ. But they have denied this Quran because they could not comprehend what it is saying. لَمْ يُحِيطُوا بِعِلْمِهِ. They couldn't comprehend the knowledge that it contains. وَلَمَّا يَأْتِهِمْ تَعْلِيمُهُ. And this interpretation has not up till now come. This has been translated or interpreted in two ways. Ta'wiluhu, meaning thereby the punishment which the Prophet ﷺ was threatening, that if you don't believe in me, you'll be punished. That punishment has not up till come. Secondly is that because from the very beginning, the ayat which was revealed, it was very profound. And it was not easy for all of the people to understand them fully. Later on they were explained. And then it became easy to understand by a common man also. That we can find in the beginning of the next surah, that is Surah Hud, alayhi salatu wa salam. Alayhi salam ra, kitabun tuhukimat ayatuhu, thumma fussilat min ladun hakimin khabir. This is special type of this book. The surahs, which were revealed in the beginning, are very small, but very profound in meaning, very strong. Saturated, you may say, of wisdom. But then, slowly and gradually, these things were explained. So, مَقُسَّلَتْ مِنْ لَبْنُ حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٌ. So, actually, common people could have found it a difficulty to understand what Quran was saying in the beginning. وَالْكَذَّبُوا بِمَا لَمْ يُحِيطُوا بِعِلْمِهِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِهِمْ تَعْلِيمُهُ كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. In the same way, those who were before them, they also belied. And yet, see for yourself what was the end. What happened to them? End of the evil doers. What happened to Ad? What happened to Samud? At least these two nations were from the Arabian Peninsula. Southern part and southwestern part. Now because in Arabic language, this fail al mudarih, it comprises both of the present tense and the future tense. Minhum man yu'minu bihi. There are among them who believe in it, although they don't accept it openly. They know it is from Allah, but they can't do it due to their obstinacy, due to their haughtiness, arrogance. They believe this is book of Allah. They have recognized it. They are not ready to, you know, announce it. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ. And there are others who have not been able to comprehend and they don't believe in it. But you can translate it in the future tense also. Among them are who will believe in it sooner or later. Those people who have not up till now understood it. So there is every hope that when the details come to them, they will believe in it. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ. And there are among them who will never believe in it because they are already, you know, understood. And they know it's the book of Allah, word of Allah, and they have rejected it. So now there can be no hope. And they have reached the point of no return. وَرَبُّكَ عَلَمُ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ. And your Lord is very well aware of these mischief mongers. These people, haughty people, you know, who have vested interest in the present system, which is threatened by what Muhammad ﷺ has brought. They are not going to accept it. They have to resist it tooth and nail. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ. Now, these people are discussed. who are denying the Quran, who are denying the Quran knowingly, that is the book of Allah. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ. There are among them who listen to you very attentively. I told you, سَمِعَ يَسْمَعُ means to listen. And اِسْتَمَعَ يَسْتَمِعُ to listen. وَإِنْ كَذَّبُوكَ فَقُلْ لِي عَمَلِي وَلَكُمْ عَمَلُكُمْ. And if they belie you, reject you, then tell them, for me are my deeds, for you are your deeds. Whatever I am earning, whatever I am doing, I am earning for myself. Whatever you are earning, now it's up to you to see what you are earning. But it is for you. أَنْتُمْ بَرِيُّ مِمَّا أَعْمَلُ وَأَنَا بَرِيُّ مِمَّا تَعْمَلُ. You are not responsible for what I am doing, and I am not responsible for what you are doing. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ. And among them are their people who listen to you very attentively, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, apparently. أَفَانْتَ تُسْمِعُ سُمَّا وَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. But can you make the deaf hear? Can't you? They are deaf actually. They are only apparently listening. The heart has been seen. لَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Although they might not be understanding it. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْكَ. And there are among them who look at you. أَفَانْتَ تَهْدِي الْعُمْيَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يُسْمِعُونَ. But can you guide the blind people? They are not actually, they are not seeing. They appear to be seeing, but they are blind. The seed has already been put on their hearts. وَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يُسْمِعُونَ. And although they might not be seeing, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا. But don't think, you know, this condition of theirs, it is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to their own obstinacy. They recognize the truth and then they rejected it. So actually this is the, as I told you, a term of physiology. This use accuracy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the faculty of understanding. But when you know, they knew it, they recognized it, and they rejected it. So that faculty became less and less and less and less. And a time came when it reached that point of no return. That faculty now no more exists now. So this is not any zulm from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْءٍ وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنْفُسَهُمْ يَسْلِمُونَ. Actually, these are the people who are doing wrong to themselves. Allah doesn't do wrong to anybody else, anybody. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ قَالْ لَمْ يَلْبَسُوا إِلَّا صَاعَةً مِنَ النَّهَارِ يَتَعَارَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ. And the day on which we shall gather them all, they will feel as if they have not stayed in the world and in the graves also, but only for hour of the day. This is how we shall feel when we will be resurrected. And we can have the experience. Now I am 60 years old. This is the 64th year of my life. But the events of childhood appear to be as if they were today, yesterday. All this distance, you know, and all this, it goes off. So they wouldn't feel that they lived in the world or in the graves. But except for an hour of the day. With the hour of food available. And they will only recognize each other. Oh, this is the person. So they will recognize. قَدْ حَسَرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلَقَاءِ اللَّهِ. People who disbelieved the meeting with their Lord, with Allah. This is the fourth time. لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ. لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. Three times last night we read it. But I told you this is the key word of this surah. قَدْ حَسَرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا. Those who denied meeting with us, they have put themselves already into the loss. وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. And they are not going to be guided to the right path. وَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِينَ نَعِدُهُمْ. أَوْ لَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ فَإِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُهُمْ ثُمَّ اللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَىٰ مَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Now, in the background is the threat that are given by all the messengers. I am the messenger of Allah. If you don't accept me, don't believe in me, a punishment will come to you. You will be exterminated. This is the law. all the nations. Extermination finished, destroyed. The same was the threatening that was coming to them through Quran. But now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِينَ عَيْدُهُمْ. This is also possible that we show you some of the things which we are promising them within your lifetime, their end might come. أَوْلَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ. And this is also possible that we possess you, make you to die. فَإِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُهُمْ. Then to us is their return. ثُمَّ اللَّهُ شَهِدٌ عَلَىٰ مَا يَفْعَلُونَ. Then Allah is seeing what they are doing. He is the witness whatever they are doing. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولٌ. Very important. I told you, there are other ayat also in the Quran to the same effect. لَإِن مِّن قَرْيَةٍ إِلَّا فَلَا فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٌ. And now note here, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولٌ. For every community, we send a messenger. فَإِذَا جَاءَ رَسُولُهُمْ قُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطِ. And when their messengers came to them, well, their case was decided, but with justice. فَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. They were not wrong. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And they say, when will this promise be fulfilled? When will the punishment come? Well, you know, I've been listening. Punishment will come, chastisement will come, torment will come. Oh, we are fed up of listening and hearing. It's, you know, more than 10 years that we have been hearing all that. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are true, O Muslims, when this torment will come, when this promise will be fulfilled. قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. Tell them, I don't have power, my own self even, for anything which might hurt, or anything which may be profitable. I have no power. Illa mashallah, except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees. لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلْ. The other part of the law. And for every community, a fixed time period. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed from the very beginning. إِذَا جَاجَلُهُمْ فَلَا يَتْتَاخِرُونَ سَعَةً وَلَا يَتْتَقْدِمُونَ. When that appointed time will come, they will not be able to postpone it for even an hour. But it cannot be advanced also. Even if you demand, even if I like, even if the Muslims like, well, the time has fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been fixed. It will come on its time. Even if I want, it won't come earlier. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed a period for every community. لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٌ إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُهُ بَيَاتًا أَوْ نَهَارًا مَاذَا يَسْتَعْجِلُ مِنْهُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Say to them, have you ever considered, if that punishment comes over you suddenly, during the night or during the day, what good will it be for which they are hastening? It will be azab. It will be torment. It will be punishment. Why do you want that it should come soon? You should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is giving you respite. Maybe during this time, some of you come to believe. Some of you see the light. And they then are included in those who will be saved. أَسِمَّا إِلَىٰ مَا وَقَامًا تُبْهِ. Is it that when it has happened and occurred, then you will believe in it? Then it will be up to you. آلان وَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. And then it will be said, oh what, now you want to believe. And you were hastening for it. You were demanding it. That it should come again. But after that comes, you know, then believing is of no use. Is of no avail. ثُمَّ قِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ. Now this was the torment of this dunya, this world. That to any community to whom the messenger was sent and they rejected him, most of them. But you know what happened at Makkah? there were a sizable number of people who accepted Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They migrated with him. Then there were others who had accepted him but couldn't migrate. So the conditions in Makkah were different. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, their case is going to be a bit different Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You must note. Because their case is not the case like the case of Nuh, the people of Nuh or the people of Hud. They almost en masse rejected their messenger. This is not the case. فَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِينَ عَيْدُهُمْ أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ فَإِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُهُمْ ثُمَّ اللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَىٰ مَا يَفْعَلُونَ. This ayah we have already read. Ayah number 46. So actually, it was a different case with the people of Makkah. But what has been discussed in ayah 51, that is the torment of this world. Now the real torment, the real punishment, the real chastisement is to come in the hereafter. ثُمَّ قِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ هَلْ تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ. Then it will be said to these people, these evildoers, now taste lasting chastisement, this lasting punishment, this lasting torment. هَلْ تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. You are not being rewarded or recompensed, but for what you had been earning. وَيَسْتَمِعُونَكَ حَقُّنُهُ. And they ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it really the truth that you are seeing? Now this could be in two ways. Maybe a person who has given lies that this is the truth, but laughingly, jokingly, O Muhammad, do you actually believe in it? Do you really see? Or you are only posing? How are you only joking? Ahakulhu? Do you claim it is the truth? But maybe there were the other types of people. Because lam yahitu bi'ilmi, who had not been able to comprehend it, he might have been asking this question earnestly, sincerely, to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it really the truth? So this can go both ways. وَيَسْتَطِعُونَ أَحَقُّهُ قُلْ لِي وَرَبِّي إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ. Say, yes, by my Lord, it is the truth. Now what's the argument in it? There is no logical argument. But the argument of the personality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knew Muhammad never lied. He never told a lie. And now he is saying it. Bala, wa Rabbi, I fear by my Lord. He says, innahu al-haqq wa ma antum bimu'jizeen. And you will not be able to escape. You will not be able to defeat Allah. Wa law anna likulli nafsin zalamat ma fil ard lafadat bihi. And if for these people, these souls, if a soul or a person who is the evildoer, had he possessed all the wealth of the world, he will offer it to ransom him on the day of judgment. وَأَسَدُّ النَّدَامَةَ. And they will hide or conceal their regrets, remorse. But you know, Abdullah Yusuf just translated it in absolutely opposite way. They will have to declare their regrets. And this word israr, because it's my name also, there had been controversy in Pakistani press during early 80s about my name also. Just like Maulana Abul Ala Maudud's name, it was also discussed. His name is wrong. Al-Ala is Allah. How come Abul Ala is the father of Allah? So you know, some people said those things in the end. It was a matter of common interest for some days in the press. In the same day, my name was also discussed. Isra. What does it mean? But when I studied, you know, Lisanul Arab, I found that this word has both the meanings. To hide something, asara yusirul sar, and to tell some secret. Because this bab, if'al, has a quality, it is called in Arabic, nahw and grammar, salb ma'khas. Fals means money. Iflas, without money. To sir means secret. To break the secret, israr. And to keep the secret, israr. So it has double meanings. So these two meanings, they are included in this world. Asadul Nadama, they will hide within them the regrets that they will have. What happens? What will be? Or they will have to, and they will declare their regrets. Lamma Rabul Azab, when they will see that punishment. And it will be decided with justice among them. وَهُمْ لَا يُسْمَمُونَ They will not be wronged. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Behold, whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth belongs to Allah. أَلَا إِنَّ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ Behold, the promise of Allah is true. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ But most of them don't know. هُمَا الْوَحِي وَالْيُمِينَ It is He who gives life. And it is He who puts to death. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ And then you will be returned to Him. Now we find two ayats, you know, very important ayats regarding, you know, Quran. The level of Quran. How big a blessing it is. What are its different aspects? How He influences human beings. Ya yunnas, O mankind, qad ja'akum maw'izatun min rabbikum. To you has already come the sermon, the heart-rending sermon from your Lord. Note this word, sermon. قَدْ جَعَتْكُمْ مَعِذَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ Number one. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ And the cure of the ills of the heart. What are the ills of the heart? Love of this world. Love of wealth. Lust for power. Jealousy. Haughtiness. These are the ills of the heart. Or the diseases of the soul. Number one. It is the sermon. Heart and the sermon. Number two is the cure for all the diseases of your heart and soul. Bahudan. Number three is the guidance. Varahma. Number four is the mercy. But this is Hudan Varahma lil mu'mineen, only for those who believe in it. Now this has a logic in this sequence, you know. Because if the hearts have hardened, just as we know, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ فَيَّكَ الْهِجَارَةَ وَسَلُّ قَسْوَى So no advice will be able to be effective. If you know, a patient is vomiting. You can't give him any medicine through stomach. You have to inject these medicines. In the same way, if the land is hard, even if rain comes, the water will just go or pass by. It won't be absorbed. So it won't bring out the hidden treasures in that land. First of all, we have to soften the land. So these hearts must be softened first. And for that softening of the heart, you need sermon. Heart-rendering sermon. It softens the heart, the soil. The heart is like a soil. It must be softened. For that you need sermon. Now, the medicine will be absorbed. When it is absorbed, now it will cure the ills of your soul. But it is not absorbed. You just hear from one ear, and it goes out from the other. But you. So actually, number one, Marza. Number two, Shifaun Nimaati Sudur. And when the ills of the heart and the soul are cured, only then you can avail of the guidance. Otherwise, hold the guidance by the put before you, it's of no use to you. Hudan lil muttaqin. Unless there is a sincere desire to have guidance, all the guidance might be produced before you. It will be of no avail. And the final result, and that is mercy, that will appear in the hereafter. Ya ayyuhannas, qad ja'atkum maw'izatun min rabbikum, wa shifaa'un lima fi s-sudur, wa hudan wa rahmatun lil mu'mineen. Qul bi fadlillahi wa bi rahmatihi. Say, it has come from the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the fadlillah. This is the biggest manifestation of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only if we could evaluate it. only if we could appreciate it. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. This is the manifestation of the bounty and bakshi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. On this they should rejoice. If you know if there is some lottery of $5 million, somebody gets it, he rejoices. It has come to me. Oh, you Muslims. Oh, you human beings. If you can only evaluate what's the value of this Quran, you must rejoice in it that you have had it. For the ذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا, although this fast, this word is not used in good sense. لَا تَفْرَحْ. Commonly it is not used in good sense. But here, if you have to enjoy, over-enjoyment, it is فَرَحْ is over-enjoyment. Over-happiness. But if you want to be over-happy, this is the wealth, true wealth. So, فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا وَخَيْرٌ مِنْ وَعِلِمْ وَعُولُ. It is much better than what they are gathering in their marshal. The worldly wealth, the articles, the furniture, no, the articles of decoration, decoration pieces, very costly decoration pieces being bought, and you put them in your drawing room so that the visitor is impressed. You know, the antiques, so everything that you are proud of, huwa khairum min malik, this Quran is much valuable, much better than all those things which they can. قُلْ أَرَيْتُمْ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ فَجَعَلْتُمْ مِنْهُ حَرَامًا وَحَلَالًا. This subject has been discussed, you know, in detail in the Madani Surahs. Ask them, have you ever considered that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down for you as provision, as food, فَجَعَلْتُمْ مِنْهُ حَرَامًا وَحَلَالًا, you have declared on your own, out of these something to be permissible, something to be haram, something to be forbidden. On what authority? قُلَا اللَّهُ أَذِنَ لَكُمْ. Has Allah given you the authority? Where is the authority? On the basis of what authority have you declared these things? قَمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَفْتَرُونَ, or you are forging these things and attributing it them to Allah. وَمَا ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. These words can be translated in two ways. What is their thought about the Day of Judgment? مَا ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. What do they think about the يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, the Day of Resurrection? Those who are knowingly, willingly forging things and attributing them to Allah. What do they think about the Day of the Resurrection, the Day of Qiyamah? The second way, what will be their thought on the Day of Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment? وَمَا ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bountiful for the mankind. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But most of them are not grateful. وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَعْرٍ. Very beautiful ayah. It's very encouraging for a moment when he is doing something good or he is suffering for the cause of Allah and his deen, that he knows that Allah is seeing me. I am in the sight of my Lord. He is not unaware of me and my difficulties. If I am suffering for him, he knows it. It's not the case, as you know in Urdu we say, مَرْ گَئِ رَحَمْ اُلَيْ خَبَرْ نَا ہُوِي. No, he knows. Whatever you are doing, it's in knowledge. Whatever you are spending, he knows it. If any suffering you are enduring, he knows it. فَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَانٍ. And you are not occupied with any matter. فَمَا تَكُونُ مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرَانٍ. Nor do you recite any portion of the Quran. وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ. Nor do you do any work. إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شَهُودًا. But we are witness over you when you are engaged therein. إِذْ تُفِيذُونَ فِيهِ. وَمَا يَعْذُبُكَ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And even a particle is not hidden from the sight of your Lord. throughout the heavens and the earth. وَلَا أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرَ. Nor is there anything smaller than the particles or bigger than the particles, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُّبِينٍ. But it is recorded in a clear manifest book. I told you, by this book is meant the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is there in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There have been philosophers, especially, you know, the people who follow Aristotle. And we call them Mashayin in, you know, Arabic philosophy. This school of thought. They are called Mashayin. And they have an idea that Allah knows only the principle and general rules, not all the details. And they are the philosophers. They are the thinkers. That is why we can appreciate why Quran so much emphasizes it. He was everything. Not a single particle is out of his sight. You know, the word atom could not be used at that time. And protons and neutrons or photons. But here asrar. Wala asrar min zalik. Even the smaller, something smaller than a particle also, he knows. And whatever is bigger, it is his knowledge. Ala, now again two ayat. They are quoted many a time in the sermons, you know. Especially those ulama, those, you know, khutaba, orators who belong to the Bareilly school of thought in the Indian subcontinent. These two ayat, but please understand them here today. What they are. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. 100% correct. They all, for the friends of Allah, there is no fear upon them, nor will they breathe. Very correct, 100% correct. Awliya Allah, friends of Allah, who have put all their faith in Allah, who have given themselves over to Allah. Oh Allah, I give myself over to you. You know what is better for me and you know what is not good for me. Whatever comes to me from my friends, my beloved, well, that is it is from his bounty. Maybe for the time being it is appearing to me to be unpleasant. It is hurting me. But I know. Because when you know, when we used to take quinine for malaria, how, you know, bitter it was. And the child, if he was forced by the mother, you have to drink it. But it was for the benefit of the child. Mother didn't benefit from, you know, from that medicine. So even if something is unpleasant for us, we know it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is coming from him. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا. We have read this ayah in Surah Al-Tawbah. It's 100% correct. It's not a piece of poetry. It's actually logical. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. But who are they, awliya Allah? Are they special species? A different species from the human beings? No. They are also humans. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. That's all. You can also become a waliullah. It's nothing reserved for certain people. Only you have to have the real faith. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. The real faith and taqwa. The real consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two things. الَّذِينَ عَبَرُوا وَقَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. The real mu'min is waliullah. And Allah is the wali of the true mu'min. اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ عَمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَوْلِيَاهُمُ الطَّاغُوتُ يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. So it's a two-way phenomenon. If you are sincere to your Lord, He becomes your wali. And you also become His wali. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. It's so simple. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. For them there are glad tidings in the life of this world also. But in akhirah, I forgive. And in the hereafter also. La tabdila li kalimatillah. There can be none who can change the words of Allah, commands of Allah. Zalika huwa al-fadl azim. And this, actually, this is the great success. Real iman, real taqwa. You become waliullah. And this is the success. La yahzunka qawluhu. Let not their words, whatever they are saying, grieve you, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna al-izzata lillahi jami'a. All glory and honor belongs to Allah, who is Sami'ul Alim. And He is all hearing, all knowing. Ala inna lillahi man fis samawati wa man fil ard. Behold, to Allah belongs everyone who is in the heaven and who is in the earth. Now, man and ma, these are two words. Ma, whatever is in the heaven and whatever is in the earth. And man, whosoever is in the heaven. Whosoever is in the earth. وَمَا يَتَّبِعُ الَّذِينَ يَدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ. And these people who are calling upon other deities except Allah, they are not actually following any real entity. They are their own concoction. إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ. They are not following, but their own conjectures. It's their own imagination which they are following. They are following none. إِنْ يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. They are only guessing. Nothing else. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. It is He who has made the night for you so that you can have rest in it. وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. He has made the day to see. Now there's a special mode of style of the Quran which should be understood from here. You know, it is called hazf. Economy on words. Whatever is absolutely clear by itself, it is omitted or deleted. Left to the reader to complete it. Two things are opposing each other. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ. Here the word مُسْلِمًا has been omitted. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ مُسْلِمًا لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ. He has made the night dark so that you can take rest in it. وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. And He has made the day to see so that لِتَعْمَلُونَ فِيهِ لِتَكْسِبُوا فِيهِ. So that you can earn, you can go about. So one thing omitted from that side, the other thing omitted from this side. You may call it the economy on words. Why to use extra words when it can be understood with this hasf also. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ مُظْلِمًا in bracket. لِتَسْكُنُوا فِي. وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا لِتَعْمَلُوا فِي. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ. Definitely in these are signs for those who listen. Listen with a living heart. Not listening with a dead heart. With a dead soul. I recall that very famous poem, the Psalm of Life. This word has been used. Soul, dead. I will try to recall. Life is real. Tell me not in mournful numbers. Life is but an empty dream. Life is real. Life is earnest. And the death is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest. One was spoken of the soul. But it is the line in the soul, death of soul, slumber. From the soul is death that slumbers. And things are not what they seem. Life is real. Life is earnest. And the death is not its goal. So that is the point. That the soul dies. It is a universally accepted phenomenon. This her poetry that all that comes to me as the consciousness of these poets, is at a higher level. They appreciate some realities, psychological realities, some cosmological realities they appreciate. And that is why people are moved when you listen to that poetry. هو الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه فالنهار مبصرا إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون. There are signs in it for those who listen with living souls, living hearts. قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا. They say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken son or daughter, اولاد, children. سبحانه. Glory to me. Glory be to him. هو الغني. He is self-sufficient. He doesn't need any son. You need it. Why? Because you know you are going to die. So you think that some sort of my own existence would continue through my son. After all, he is a part and parcel of my own existence. He has emanated from me. So that is actually why we love to have, you know, sons, but Allah doesn't need it. He is ever living. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلْرَحْمَانِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. We read it in Surah Maryam, inshallah. قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To him belongs everything that is in the heaven and the earth. إِنْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ بِهَذَا. You don't have any authority, any warrant on which you are proclaiming it. أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Do you say and attribute to Allah? تَقُولُ عَلَى. Call عَلَى. Say something and then attributing it to someone else. You are saying and attributing to Allah which you don't know. قُلْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. Tell them. Those who concoct and forge things and then attribute them to Allah, they will never be prosperous. They will never be successful. مَتَاعٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Except for some enjoyment in this world. If they take it to be successful, okay, this success is granted to them. But the real success of the real life of hereafter, they will never have. ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُهُمْ. Then to us will be their return. ثُمَّ نُذِيقُهُمُ الْعَذَابَ الشَّدِيدَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ. And then we shall make them taste the hardest punishment due to what they had been arguing and due to what they had been denying and rejecting. وَطْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَعَ نُوحٍ. I told you, this surah comprises of 11 rukus. Only two, they are engaged by أَبَّعُ الرُّسُلِ. The big news of the messengers of the past. And here you will find Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam discussed in half of the ruku. And the rest of one and a half ruku fully devoted to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. The first and the last. And the intervening four, that is Hud, Saleh, Lut, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, not mentioned by name even. Only one sentence, one ayah regarding them. You will find this thing absolutely converse in the next surah, Surah Al-Hud. Out of the 12 sections, more than 6, they are occupied by Ambaul Rasul. There, Hazrat Nuh will have 2 full sections, 25 ayat, and Hazrat Musa only mentioned in one line. And the rest 4 will also be devoted, one section each, just as it was in the case of Surah Al-A'raf. So this reciprocal ratio and proportion, you know, that is also a sign of the surahs that they are saved. وَقْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَى نُوحٍ. And recite to them the news of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ. When he said to his nation, يَا قَوْمِ إِنْ كَانَ كَبُرَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَقَامِي وَتَذْكِيرِي. O my people, if my standing amongst you and reminding you the ayatullah with the revelation of Allah has become very hard on you, unbearable for you. كَبُرَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَقَامِي وَتَذْكِيرِي لِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَعَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. So listen, I have put all my faith in Allah. فَأَجْمِعُوا أَمْرَكُمْ. You all agree on some plan against me. Whatever you can do, do against me. It's the same type of challenge inside. Now whatever you can do, go ahead. Ajneu amrakum wa shurakaakum. And all your false gods, call them also. Summa la yakun amrukum alaykum ghumma. There should be no ambiguity about your plans. Make decisions clearly. ثُمَّ اَقْبُوا إِلَيَّا. Then you, whatever you want to do to me, do it. وَلَا تُنْدَرُونَ. Don't give me any respite. I am not asking or requesting you for any respite. Now, this part, it can be only after a very long time. Very long time. Just as we see in Surah Al-Nur. Because there also, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for azab. فَقَالَ رُوحُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلْ أَرْضِ لِلَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارَ. Such harsh words. Don't leave even one single home of these kuffars intact. So this happened only in the last phases of those struggles going on between the messenger of Allah on the one side and the chiefs of the nation and the tribe on the other side. When it reaches to that climax, then the prophet or the messenger used to say, okay, if you are fed up with me, I am also fed up with you. Now do whatever you can. وَطْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَانُوا إِنِ اسْقَالَ لِقَوْمِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنْ كَانَ كَبُرَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَقَامِ وَتَذْكِيرِ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَعَلَى اللَّهِ تَوَكَّلْتُمْ فَأَجْنِهُ أَمْرَكُمْ وَشُرَكَاكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُنْ أَمْرُكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ غُمَّةً ثُمَّ قُلْ إِيَّا وَلَا تُنْذِرُوا فَإِنْ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَمَا أَسْأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. And if you turn away, I never ask you for any reward. I've been calling you. Did I ever ask for any pay, any salary, any reward? In ajri illa ala Allah. My reward rests with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm his servant. I'm his whole time paid servant. He will pay me. وَهُوَيْتُ وَرَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I've been commanded that I should be among the Muslims, among those who submit themselves to whatever command their Lord gives. فَكَذَّبُوهُ. So they rejected him, belied him. فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَمَنْ مَعَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ. So we delivered those who were with him in the ark. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ خَلَائِفَ. And we made them the successors of the vicegerents on earth. The rest of the humanity, all drunk. After them, all three sons of Nuh alayhi salam. They are the forefathers now of all the nations of the world. Sam, Ham, and Yafis. They were the successors. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَمَنْ مَعَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ وَجَعَلْنَاهُ خَلَائِفَ وَأَغْرَقْنَا الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. And we drowned all those who rejected and belied our revelations. فَنْزُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُنْذَرِينَ. So you see what was the result, end of those who were warned. They were not destroyed without warning. They were warned for 900 years. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. Only 50 less than 1,000. 950 years. Now in next one ayah, the mention is being made of the four messengers who were mentioned separately, each one of them in one ruku, one section in Surah Al-A'raf. ثُمَّ بَعْثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ رُسُلًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ. And then we sent messengers to their nations. After whom? After, you know, the people of Nuh. ثُمَّ بَعْثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. After Nuh, رُسُلًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ. Messengers to their nations, فَجَاوُوهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. They also came to them with bayyinat, self-evident truths, miracles. Bayyin, something which is absolutely evident and clear, about which there can be no doubt. So these, the teachings of the prophets were bayyin. The miracles of the prophets were bayyin. The revelations which came to the prophets were bayyin. تو بین کین کور آل دیس تھنگ. فما کانو لے یوں منو بیما کزم بہی من قبل. دی سیم لا آف ہدایہ ضلالہ فرم اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ڈسائڈیڈ ٹو ریمین آن دی رانگ پاتھ. دے نیور گیٹ دی گائیڈنس, دے نیور اویل آف دی گائیڈنس. فما کانو لے یوں منو بیما کزم من قبل. They were not to believe in what they had rejected in the very beginning. كَذَلِكَ نَطْبَعُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. And this is how we set seal on the hearts of the مُعْتَدِينَ transgressors. ثُمَّ بَعْثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مُوسَىٰ وَهَارُونَ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ. Now the last one. I have told you six. They are repeated in the Quran many times. Here, the first and the last are mentioned with names. And the intervening four only referred in that ayah. ثُمَّ بَعْثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مُوسَىٰ وَهَارُونَ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ. And then we sent Musa and Harun. إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ. Now the word قَوْم doesn't appear. This is very important, but because the time is over for this first session, this is a very important point of political science or sociology. We must understand why this change. إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. Not to the قَوْم. Musa and Harun were sent to Fir'aun and وَمَلَئِهِ. To Fir'aun and his peace. بِآيَاتِنَا فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ وَنَفَعَنِي وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِالْآيَاتِ وَالذِّكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ.